Today we're getting into vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, but not in a pop vocal way. We're treating the voice like atmosphere, emotion, memory, and rhythm. In a sunrise set DNB track, especially with jungle and old school energy, the vocal is not supposed to dominate the record. It's supposed to haunt it a little. It should feel warm, dusty, intimate, and still locked to the drums. So the goal here is simple. Clean the vocal enough that it sits in a dense drum and bass mix, but don't scrub out the life. If you overclean it, it goes sterile. If you leave it too messy, it fights the snare, clouds the mids, and disappears under the break. We want that sweet spot where the vocal feels emotional, but still club ready. Start by choosing the right source. For this kind of track, short phrases usually beat full verses. A spoken line, a breathy sung note, a chopped soul sample, something with character. You want a phrase that already feels like it belongs in a sunrise moment. Then trim it down to the strongest part. In this style, one or two bars is often enough. Sometimes even a single word can become the hook. Now focus on timing before tone. That matters a lot in DNB, because the drums are so precise and fast. Warp the vocal cleanly in Ableton. Use the warp mode that sounds most natural for the source, and nudge the clips so the phrase lands with the groove. If the vocal needs to answer the snare, or hit just before a drop, get that rhythm feeling right first. You can even duplicate the clip and offset it slightly for a more human feel. The point is to make the vocal behave like part of the arrangement, not like an imported object sitting on top. Once the timing feels good, build your cleanup chain. A really solid starting point is EQ8, then a gate only if you need it, then a de-esser if your setup has one, then compression. With EQ8, start with a high pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz, depending on how deep the sample is. Then listen for muddiness in the 200 to 450 Hz range, and make a gentle cut there. That's often where vocal texture gets cloudy. If there is any harsh or nasal edge, sweep around 2.5 to 5 kHz and trim only what's annoying. For sibilance, focus around 5 to 8 kHz. Don't kill the air, just tame the sharpness. Then use compression to keep the vocal steady. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good place to begin. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. You're not trying to flatten the performance. You're just keeping it stable enough that it can ride over the breakbeat without jumping out too much or vanishing too fast. If the sample has noise, clicks, or too much dead space, use a gate lightly. I mean lightly. In jungle and old school DNB, the vocal can actually benefit from a little room, a little breath, a little texture. Don't chop off the emotional tail unless you know you're replacing that space with reverb or delay later. Now let's think like a drum and bass mixer. The vocal has to live in the same energetic world as the snare and hats. The snare crack usually owns the upper mids, and the breaks are full of motion in the top end. Vocal clarity lies a lot in the 1 to 4 kHz area, which means it can easily clash with the drums if you're not careful. If the vocal is pushing too hard, use subtle sidechain compression from the drum bus. You only need a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB on the heavy hits. Fast attack if the snare is clipping the vocal too much, and a release that lets it breathe back into the groove. This is one of those advanced DNB lessons where you should really think of the vocal as part of the drum kit's mid-range choreography. The consonants can cut like percussion. The vowels can float like atmosphere. That contrast is powerful. A dry consonant can punch through a break almost like a snare ghost note, while the vowel can be pushed into space. Next, add controlled texture. The clean vocal gets you clarity, but the grime and age come from a parallel layer. You can do this with a return track or by duplicating the vocal and processing it separately. Great stock tools for this are Saturator, Overdrive, Redux, Drum Bus, or Roar if you want a more aggressive modern edge. Keep it subtle. Saturator drive around 1.5 to 4 dB is often enough. Redux can get you that crunchy, degraded feeling if you keep it tasteful, maybe around 8 to 12 bit. Overdrive works well if you filter it and blend it low. Drum Bus can add a little edge and weight, but don't overdo the crunch. The idea is not to make the vocal obviously distorted. It's to give it a weathered, youngly skin so it sits next to chopped drums, vinyl dust, and sub-heavy bass. A really smart move here is to resample the processed vocal, print it to audio, then chop out the best accidental textures. Those little fragments can become transitions, fills, or ghost stabs later in the arrangement. Advanced producers do this all the time. It saves time and turns happy accidents into usable material. Now let's create space. For sunrise emotion, you usually want two different reverb rolls. One short room, one longer atmospheric tail. On one return, use a short reverb with a decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, short pre-delay, low cut on the return, and a high cut to keep it soft. That gives the vocal a sense of presence without washing out the drums. On another return, use a longer reverb, maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds, with more pre-delay so the vocal stays readable before the bloom hits. Cut the lows aggressively after the reverb, and if you can, sidechain the return to the kick or snare so the drums keep breathing. That's a big deal in DNB. You want the emotional cloud, but you do not want the breakbeat getting blurred. Delay should feel rhythmic, not sloppy. Use echo, tempo synced. One side at 1/8 or dotted 1/8 is often enough to create movement. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. A little modulation can be nice, but just enough to make it alive. Delay is especially good when the vocal phrase is short, because it creates the feeling of a bigger idea without adding more words or melody. And this is where you can really start treating the vocal like part of the drum arrangement. Slice it. Put it on a MIDI track. Trigger syllables like hits. Place fragments around the snare or just before the drop. In a jungle or old-school style arrangement, chopped vocals can behave almost like drum edits. That's a huge part of the vibe. The vocal becomes rhythmic material, not just a lead. For arrangement, think in sections. A 16-bar intro might use filtered vocal fragments over break edits. A pre-drop can open up the reverb and delay, making the phrase feel like it's pulling into a bigger space. In the drop, you might use just one vocal stab as a signature moment. Then in the breakdown, bring the full phrase back with wider ambience and less transient energy. Automation is where the emotional story really happens. Don't just set the vocal and leave it. Move the high pass cutoff. Move the reverb send. Open and close the delay feedback. Ride the saturation amount. Maybe widen the atmospheric layer in the breakdown. Then pull it back in the drop. A good sunrise arc might start dry and tucked back, then gradually become more open and emotional, then snap back to a drier, more percussive place when the drop lands. That contrast is everything. If the vocal is too wet all the time, it loses impact. If it's too dry all the time, it can feel cold. The magic is in the movement. A couple of pro tips for this style. First, don't chase perfect loudness on the vocal. Sunrise vocals work when they feel embedded in the track, not pasted on top like a pop singer. Second, if the sample feels too modern, age the edges rather than destroying the core. Keep the intelligibility in the center frequencies, but dirty up the periphery with saturation, filtering, or resampling. Third, if the break is super busy, simplify the vocal rhythm. Short punctuation often hits harder than long sustained lines. Also, try printing three versions if you can. A clean version, a gritty version, and a wet version. That makes arrangement decisions way faster. You can ride between them with automation and create a vocal that evolves over the track instead of staying static. Before you call it done, test the vocal in the full drum and bass context, not soloed. Full context. Listen in mono. Check how it behaves against kick, snare, hats, sub, and res layers. If the vocal sounds amazing soloed but disappears when the drums come back, it's probably too wide, too wet, or not rhythmically placed well enough. Bring it down until the drums are clearly the main energy source, then raise it only until the emotion reads. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school inspired DNB, the vocal is a texture instrument. It's emotional glue. It's a memory in the mix. Clean it enough to survive the drums, then give it age, space, rhythm, and movement. That's how you get that sunrise set feeling where the track sounds euphoric, but still tough for your practice. Grab one vocal phrase, warp it cleanly, high pass it, tame the mud, compress it lightly, then build a gritty parallel return and a spacious reverb return. Automate the sound from dry and close in the drop to more open and atmospheric in the intro or breakdown. Then place it against a strong break and a sub pattern and keep adjusting until it feels emotional without softening the punch. If you do that well, you won't just have a vocal on a DNB track. You'll have a vocal texture that feels like it belongs in a jungle sunrise.